Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Nun Vav, and we are on the second to last daf here in the sixth parak, Parak Beis Shammai. And again, today's shiur was sponsored. This particular shiur was sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents, and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we learned the Mishnah yesterday towards the end of the sixth parak here in Maseches Peah regarding Hatzalah. Hatzalah, kama matzelas es haomer. We mentioned that if you have standing grain that was not forgotten, and then I forgot a bundle, but they're next to each other, they're in proximity of each other, so then the kama, the standing grain, is matzel the omer, and therefore the bundle is not shechacha, and the balabais could keep it, even though he forgot it, because the kama saves it, and it saves the kama also, if standing grain next to it. Come standing grain saves the omer and the kama, and the omer, the Mishnah said, does not save either. If you have omer, a bundle that, well, one did not forget, that is not matzel standing grain that is forgotten. Right? We mentioned that shichacha is both by kama and by omer. So we discussed that in the Mishnah. We'll get back to that, Baruch Hashem, on today's daf. So today's Mishnah, though, continues. So what about getting back to a Mishnah that we discussed last time? And that is the Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said that if you have a bundle that's very large, sasayim, that's not shechacha. Right, if it's one big bundle, not shechacha. If two together, shnei omrim together, so then that's a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, which again we'll get back to Be'ez Hashem a little bit later. But what happens, as the Mishnah, is sa'a tvua akura v'sa'a she'ena akura. The Mishnah says, what if one has a sa'a tvua that is already uprooted? It's a bundle. And sa'a she'ena akura. In other words, could sasayim be combined between what is still mechubar and what is talish? Could that be combined? If you have one bundle of sasayim that's so big, that's not called shechacha. If you have two different bundles, that's the machlokas or gamliel the chachamim. What if you have one of saw that's stalks, that's still attached, and one saw that's not, v'chein be'ilan, or if one has it by a tree, right, you have half a one saw of fruit that has already been cut down, and the saw that's still in the tree, each one was forgotten, hashum v'habitzalim, or shum and betzalim. What is this referring to? So most say the Pnei Moshe here says these are just other examples. If by shum, if by onions you have, or by garlic, you have half one sa'ah that's talish and one sa'ah that's mechubar, or by betzalim by onion. So all of these are in a mitzarfim. All of these, says the Pnei Moshe, klomar, bein betfua, bein bepeiro se'ilon, bein biyarak, no matter what you're talking about, whether it's vegetables or fruit or grain, bechulan hadin kein. They all have this din, she'ein ha-talosh va-mechubar mitzdar from the sasayim. The talosh and the mechubar do not combine to make the larger shear, and therefore each of them separately are called shichacha, and it goes to the ani. You don't say, oh, it's a very big section, and the balabais is going to keep it. No, it is all, we're not mitzarifit, and both of them are shichacha. Says the, so that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says there's a caveat. Imbas reshus la'ani be'emsa, ein mitzarfin. V'imlav har'elu mitzarfin. Right, the Rabbi Yossi says that it depends. If the ani has any rights in between, right, let's say there is a sa'ah of talush and a sa'ah of mechubar, says Rabbi Yossi, those should combine to make it satayim. Only if the ani has any rishus in between. Well, how would the ani have rishus? Let's say there's some leket in between. There's some individual grapes, like we spoke about in yesterday's daf, peret. There's some individual grapes that fell down in between, so that'll be mafsik. Because yad ani be'emsa, if the ani has a hand be'emsa, it has some rishus in the middle, so then that would be mafsik. But if not, Rabbi Yossi is more flexible in terms of his combination factor, and therefore it would combine. The Tosfos Yantif, well, first the Rav Bartanura says, based on the Rambam, what exactly does it mean, yad ani be'emsa, says the Rav, in bas, kagon sheish leket bein sa'a l'sa'a, in v'chein bakerim yesh peret, as we just mentioned. Abol beperos ha'ilon, regarding the, right, we had in the Mishnah, the peros ha'ilon, lo v'shkachas v'shus ani be'emsa. You'll never have v'shus ani be'emsa when it comes to trees, because there's no leket. Dein leket u peret v'ilon. There's no, peret is only by grapes. And leket is by grain. So the Rav just has this comment that the Reb Yossi Shita of having Yad Ani in the middle only applies to the Tvua and to the Yerek, but not to the Peiros. The Tosfos Yadav is not happy about that. Tosfos Yadav says that you could have Peah in the middle. Where's the Lashon? V'hayazem V'tema. He quotes the Rav, which is really the Rash. V'tema. The Mishkachas la bepeah the Shaycha be'ilan. You can have Peah in the middle. Remember we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Peah l'hadachilu is on the edge of the field. But b'diavad, it could be somewhere in the middle of the field too. So you can have that in the middle. So he just wonders why that would be, you would exclude Elon from this. And then he quotes the language of the Rambam, who says, "V'Reb Yossi Omer she mitztarfim ashiyafshish b'neim rishus ha'ani v'yizeh." When does the ani have rishus? Kishe yizke b'ksas hadavar hahu hatolish obim mechubar. If he is zoche to it. So maybe that's already the Yacharkach Nishkach Saso, and then it's forgotten. So that could be the answer to that to the question, because Peah, as we discussed, does Peah belong to the Ani yet? That was the Mishnah Malach's discussion. Or is it just allowed for the Ani to go and take it? But it doesn't really belong to the Ani yet. Right, and that's why, let's say, if an Ashir comes, is he stealing from the Aniyim, or is it just being Mevatel the Asay, that he should be leaving it for the Ani? So that's a question, but that's... relates to this pshat of the Rambam on this Mishnah. Good. There is a discussion in the Chashuki Chemed. There's a Chashuki Chemed on the Mishnayos here in Peah. So the Chashuki Chemed discusses here, right? The Mishnah here discusses what's mitztarif, what's not mitztarif, and one of the deos. We didn't say that deah, but we said Shum and Bitsalam are two different examples of if you have Talish and Mechubar Shum, if you have Talish and Mechubar Bitsalim, they're not mitztarif. But there is a deah. There is a day in the Mefarshim on Mishnayos that say maybe it's talking about combining Shum and Bitzalim. Look at the Mara Folda. Shum u Bitzalim. Sa'ah Shum v'sa'ah Bitzalim. Ein mitztarif. I would have thought they are. Or garlic and onion, I would have thought they're mitztarif. Right? To make one satayim, and therefore it wouldn't be shechacha. That's an interesting havamina. But based on that, the Chashuki Chemed discusses, as Kedarka Bakodesh, Me'inyin Le'inyin, what happens, we know, one has to eat a kezias in order to make a bracha achrona. To make a bracha rishona, there's no shir. Any tiny amount of food requires a bracha rishona, birchas hanenin. But a bracha achrona requires a shir. It says the Shulchan Aruch has been reshiyud. Ha'ochal pachos mi kezayis, bein mi pas, bein mi shar ochlim. If somebody eats less than a kezayis from any type of food, vashosa pachos mi revias, or if somebody drinks less than a revias of liquid, bein mi ayin, bein mi shar mashkin, from wine, even from wine, or from other liquids, mevarach tchila bracha ru'uya loso amin. You first make the bracha that's ro'uy for that food. U'la'achar bein mevarach klal. You don't make a bracha afterwards. You don't make a bracha afterwards because you had less than a shear. So there are many questions relating to this discussion. We discussed in the past numerous times, what about schnapps? Right? What about schnapps? If somebody has whiskey where the normal amount to drink is less than the shear. So do you say that's chashuv enough to be the shear? Or not. That's the Taz. The Taz says here that maybe if you drink less than that amount, if that's the normal amount to drink, so then one would make a bracha achrona on it. So that's the question. And some extend that to Kiddush. That's the Kiddush discussion. What about tea and coffee? What about a hot drink that somebody drinks very slowly? And they drink it, it takes longer than Kedei Achilas Pras to drink the Revi'ah or, you know, Mali Lugma, whatever it is, whatever the shear is. So with that, would you say that's the normal way of drinking? So do you go by the type of item? Do you go by the way that it's normally drunk? Right, that's the a discussion in the postgim. What about if something is a birya? The Shulchan Aruch talks about that. Right, we know the concept of birya when it comes to iser v'heter. Somebody eats an entire ant or bug. That's discussed in the Gemara in Maseches Makos. Does that apply to brachos also? That's a question in Tosfos. That's not in the Gemara. That's Tosfos discusses that in Maseches Brachos and elsewhere, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not sure. So better not to eat one grape. Right? If you eat a whole item, so any surim that has chashivus, and even less than a kezayis, I eat a whole ant, I'm going to be chayav malchus. But what if, does that apply to food? So that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. V'ish b'stafkim lomer shal davershu kibir yaso k'gon gargir shel enav o shel rimon, one grape or one pomegranate seed, maybe you should make a bracha achroni, even though it's less than a kezayis. So I'm not sure, so better not to eat just one. Don't eat just one. So there are many questions that come up. So here's another question that the Chashuk Chemed asked based on our Mishnah. What happens? We know that a bracha, most foods get a bracha bar nefashos. But some, we know, shivas haminim get an al hamichya or an al ha'eitz. What happens if I eat a half a kezias of a cookie and half a kezias of a grape? Does that combine? If I eat each half, just half a kezias of a cookie, I make no bracha achrona. Or half a kezias of a grape, and I don't eat a whole grape. But what happens if I eat a half a kezias of a cookie and half a kezias of a grape? Do they combine for a bracha achas mein shalosh, for an alamichya? But one second, mizonos is an alamichya v'al kalkala, and a grape is an al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz. So do they combine or not? So that is not sure. So, you know, some say, see, quote, some posts, and let's say, no, doesn't combine. Maybe you should say a bar nefashos in this case. Or Shlomo Zalman says, but what do you mean? Both of these foods make you make a bracha me'ein shalosh. The only question is, how do you end it? Do you end it ala eitz v'al priya eitz or ala mechi v'al kalkala? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes, sof u'chayev v'bracha me'ein shalosh. Ela da'anachnu lo yodim eich lahaska v'eich l'sayim. V'yemkein eich niftar osu b'rechaz bro b'arei nefashas. So how do you say b'arei nefashas? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes, so the Rav Zilberstein here quotes that you make the bracha mein shalosh, and you start off by saying al michya v'al kalkala v'al eis v'apriyetz. Right? You start off by saying both because they combine. And then he quotes our Mishnah, Peah, Paragraph Mishnah Tes, where the Mishnah says, according to one pshat, that maybe I would have thought that shum and bitzalim combine. They're two different foods. But maybe they combine for Peah to make it a satayim, if they both would be akurim or inner akurim, and then we end up saying they don't combine. But maybe that's a special din in Peah, but it reflects that they are combinable. But at the end, he says, I don't know if you could connect this source. L'maisa yishlutchot says a dimyon mi Peah lebrachos mi kol v'chol. I don't think the Mishnah has any relevance to our discussion. So l'gavi shichacha yish sad dimyon l'shuminu b'tzalim d'shneim niksarim l'gorin. At least onions and garlic are both cut for the storage. V'heim matnas aniyim shakadosh baruch hu tziva l'panasatam. They both are matnas aniyim, the general category. V'yesh tzal lomar shehim mitztarfim ki habitzalim v'ashumim yesh b'hem inyan echad. V'chein yesh gam tzal lomar shehim beiz inyanim ki osim mehim beiz gronos. V'ein kesher b'neim v'einim mitztarfim. So by Peah it's his own issue. V'ashenkin l'gabe bracha. Hasafiku im shnei suge brachos al shtei hanaos shonos mitztarfim. That's a separate type of question. The sof hu achal v'nehne b'kezayis v'nischaye v'bracha. Vashela hi eza nusach yivara. So, interesting. He brings that in here, Hilchos Brachos, into our discussion of Pei. Okay, let's continue now with the next discussion. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe. So, Ksiv, what's the source that we're gonna have? We had in our Mishnah that Kama is Matzil. Kama is matzil and omer is not matzil. Only the standing grain is matzil. So Amar Rebbe Ksiv, ki sikzar kitzircha v'sadecha v'shachachta omer basadeh. The pasuk says, when you harvest the cuts you're in your field. And you forget the omer basadeh. So how do you define basadeh? So the Gemara assumes that if you forget in the sadeh means it's totally harvested. The whole field is harvested around what you forgot. So omer shesvivosav Katsir velo omer shesvivosav kama. Says the Gemara, omer, what's an omer that's potentially shechacha? That's surrounded by harvested grain. I mean, it's all cut around it. That's what sadcha means. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, omer shesvivosav katsir, hu de ispe shechacha, mishum de karibe omer basada. That's called omer basada, if it's totally harvested around this spot. V'lo omer shesvivosav kama, but not an omer that has standing grain around it, that's not called sada. That's not called sadcha, that's called kama. So therefore, that's not what the pasuk's referring to. V'lama omer shesvivosav omerim v'lo omer shesvivosav kama, is there a svar for that? Why is that? Why can't you say even surrounded by bundles is also called sada? So like Mari answers, no. Omer shesvivosav umrin mashatachtav sada. If I have a bundle and it's around, so I still harvest it, I still cut it. So it happens to be on the field. I can move it also. It's not connected to the field anymore. So the field is called a harvested field. That's called sadcha, even if I have a bundle on it. Omer shesvivosav kama mashatachtav kashin. But if it's still standing, If I didn't harvest it yet, that's not called sadcha. That's called kashin. That's called standing stalks. So that's a different category of item, and that's not what the Mishnah is referring to. So it's a special pasuk, special limud Chazal have, that only Kama is matzil, and Omer is not matzil. And that's what the Rambam paskens also in here in Hilchot Manas Aniyim, Perek Hey, Halacha, Chaf Aleph, Chaf and Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, just got the Rambam says here in Matnas Aniyim, so let me just find it, says the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, Chaf, Hey, or is this Hey Chaf Aleph? Hakashokech Omer Bisarakama She'ina Shlucha Ina Shechacha. If somebody forgets Omer next to Kama, that's not forgotten. It's not Shechacha. Shene Emar. The Rambam quotes our Yerushalmi. He Siksar V'Shachachta Omer. Omer She'svivosav Katsir Shechacha. Avo Omer She'svivosav Kama Eino Shechacha. The Rambam quotes that. Quotes our Halacha and our Mishnah. V'chinim Shachach Kama Bisar Kama. Let's remember this for a little bit later. If somebody forgets comma next to comma, that also, right? Comma saves both. Comma saves Omer and comma saves Shechacha. If it's standing, it saves everything around it. But Omer, right, a bundle is not going to be do any saving. Okay, so that's the Rambam Paskins like our Gemara. Tana says the Gemara. Kamas chaver matzel zashalo. A chiddush. Right? Even if I harvested my whole field, if I forgot a bundle next to my friend's kama is able to be matzil. If my friend's standing grain is right next to the bundle that's on my border, that also saves. Shel goy matzel zashel Yisrael. Even shel goy, a non-Jewish field that's standing, has standing sheaves, that's also matzil. Shel chitim matzel zashel sorim, divir ebi. Right? And even the chitim, wheat, a different type of produce, and grain will save. Chitim will save Saorim. So we have three, right? Your friends and your goys and even different. Different type. Divrei, Rebbe, says the Gemara. That's the first opinion. Vachachamim omrim? No. Eina matzalas el shalob, eina matzalas el mimina. Only yours and only of the same type. Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. Actually, the Torah Zeraim discusses here on our Gemara, what exactly is the Nekudas of Machlokas? Why would you say a goy's field saves? Why would you say your friend's field saves? See, his lashon is, you gotta figure out exactly what he means. But he says, what exactly is the Nekudas of Machlokas? Said, Batam Pultasam Nira, De Rebbe Savar, De Hada Omer Shesvivosav Kama Dena Shechacha, Rebbe, who says, even a goy and even your neighbor, and even a different type, Rebbe who says, what's the halacha of if standing around is not shechacha, ikar taimahu misham hatzala. The itzer is the reality of having the standing grain next to mine. If there is standing grain next to mine, that reality prevents the status of shechacha. So it doesn't matter whose it is. It could be a goy's, it could be a different grain, it could be goyim's, it could be my friend's. It's not based on a special pasuk definition, it sounds like. Right? It's a din of hatzala. The afilu shel goy, the afilu minacher. Ubechol gavni, mikivan shemunach etzal hakama, de'ena shechacha. If it's next to kama, that's the reality, this shechacha is next to the kama, that's not shachuch, so then it is not shechacha. Hakama matzilasa. Aval Rabbanan Savri de'eno mishum hatzala sakama. The Rabbanan say, no, it's not because of the hatzala of the kama. Ela zegufa hu dahavi ikerdino madi alfina migzira sakasev de omer shesvivos of katsir havi shechacha. Aval omer shesvivos of kama ena shecha. It's more of a halachic definition. The alkein shayach lachalik bazed the dafka kama shelo mimina omer nikra omer shesvivos of kama. But minacher, it's not called omer shesivos of kama. Do you go? Is it a din of kama is matzil, or do you go by? Is it shichcha is only omer shesivos of that it's shiva is not kama. If it is kama, then it's not going to be shichcha. Seems like it is. Do you go by more of a reality or more of a halachic definition? Halachic definitions would be more limited. Realities might not depend whether it is shalgoi or of a different type. Okay, a little bit about the machlokas tanoim. Again, there's more, but that's the Torah's rhyme on our Gemara. Says the Gemara now another machlokas. Tani. And we'll see both of these opinions implicitly argue with our Mishnah. Tani says the Tosefta, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kishem Shakama Matzelas Esa Omer, Kach Omer Matzelas Akama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues on our Mishnah, just like standing stalk could save a bundle could save a standing stalk. Kach Omer Matzelas Esa Akama. What's the svara for that? Why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that even a bundle could save a standing stalk? So he says, focus on what's doing the saving in each case. V'dinu, he said, it's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer to say that the bundle should be able to save the standing. Uma im hakama sheyu papa koach ha'ani. Standing grain, the ani has more shayichus too. Why? The Mefarshim explained, there's leket and there's peah by standing grain. There's leken and there's peah. By bundles, there's no peah. I mean, if you forgot to give peah, fine. But generally, the mitzvah of peah is bekama. And the mitzvah of leket is bekama. So, shechacha applies by talish. So, lechatchila. Vidinu, uma imakama sheyupa bakoacha ani. If by the standing grain, which the ani has more power in, and yet the standing grain works against him, right, so to speak, to save the item next to it, to make it not shechacha. Right, we skip the next word. Harehi matzeles. If kama, which is, so to speak, on the ani's good side, because the ani could get peah and leket from the kama, and yet the kama works against the ani and saves the bundle next to it and makes it not shechacha. So omer, shehorebo koach ani, and omer, a bundle, hurebo, a bundle where the ani's power is weaker, for the by the bundle, ein odin sheyatzil. So an omer where the ani's power is weak, surely that omer should be matzil the kama. So again, if kama, which is on, so to speak, the ani's good side, it works against him. So omer, which is not on the ani's good side, there's no pay and leket by omer, surely that should work against him, and it should not be shechacha. So that's Rav Shimon Gamliel's svara, and as we're going to see, just the contrast, Rav Shimon Gamliel focuses on the item doing the saving. Right, that was his kal v'chomer. Right, if this item, the kama, which is doing the saving, is on the oni's good side and it works against him, so surely the omer, which is on the oni's bad side, it surely should work against him. So the answer, what Rebbe's going to answer back is, don't focus on what's doing the saving, focus on what is being saved. Focus on what's being saved. And then you won't have a kal v'chomer. Omer lo Rebbe, Rebbe answers, and the girsos here are many. We'll take one of the gersos, which is quoted here in the Shinin Nischos. So, Malakama, Matzala says, Omer, the Kama, you know why the Kama saves the Omer? Kama saves the Omer because, Shahura Koachani Bo, Yatzel Omer as a Kama, Sheyapa Koachani Bo. Right? Don't focus on what's doing the saving, but what is being saved. So you're trying to make a Kava Chomer regarding what is doing the saving, but no, look at what is being saved. So kama, you're trying to say that kama is not going to be shechacha, but what do you mean? Kama is more shayach to an ani. Kama has leket and peah by it. So you want to say, if kama saves omer, then omer should save kama. No, omer should save kama. Kama is very shayach to the ani. And therefore, fine, if you want to say the omer doesn't become shechacha, but the kama, no, that's not fair. So the kal v'chomer is knocked out based on what you focus on. Do you focus on what is doing the saving? That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Or do you focus on what is being saved? That is the shita of Rebbe. Either way, the Gemara continues. Midivrei shneihem nomad. Both Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel seem to be against our Mishnah. Why? Omer. Our Mishnah said that Omer, a bundle, doesn't save anything. Rebbe and Gamliel were just arguing about whether Omer could save Kama. But it's mashpah that everybody agrees that a bundle could save a bundle. Omer could save Omer, and that's not in our Mishnah. But Nilmod, we see from both of them, Matzilin Omer may Omer, and Ve'ilim Matzilin Kama mi Kama. And Kama should not save from Kama, meaning what? Because Kama is shayach to the Ani. So that surely should be shechacha. There shouldn't be any hatsala, because their svaras are all about that the kama is more connected to the ani already. So either way, both of those opinions are against what we learned in the Mishnah. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Now we have two lines in the Gemara, and we've got to look at the Mefarshim to know which part of the Mishnah this is commenting on. The Mishnah said that Kama saves the bundles next to it, even if there's only one little stalk left. Even if there's only one little stalk of Kama left, that is matzil on everything next to it. But what is that mashma? That's what happens if then you forget even the little thing that's standing. It's mashma. Then what is next to it is going to be shechacha. So we discussed already in the past numerous times. Could something that wasn't shechacha then become shechacha? So it sounds like from our Mishnah that, yeah, that's what's happening here. Because the Mishnah said if you have one little standing stalk that's not shechacha, that saves. Mashma, that once you forgot that one too, so that everything next to it will be shechacha. Originally it wasn't shechacha, what was next to it, and now it becomes shechacha. Ha'im shachach shechacha. If you forgot it, then it would become shechacha. And this would go back to a question we've had already twice, at least in this Masechta. If something is not shechacha, could it then turn into shechacha? Then we have the case of the sheath at the end of the row, but it's connected to another row. What if you then forgot that row? So, doesn't this relate to that question? So the Gemara answers, no, tipter b'shachach as a kama tchila. Maybe the case in our Mishnah is discussed in the last line of our Mishnah is not where you forgot the comma second, but if you forgot the comma first. Forgot the comma first. And therefore, the Omer was always, it's not talking about a case where the Omer was not Shechacha, and then it was Shechacha. By the time you got to the bundle, the comma was already forgotten, and therefore, the bundle is obviously Shechacha. But there's no Raya from our Mishnah the other way. Period. Next, Diuk from our Mishnah. Hayim hayushtei en akuros. The Mishnah said, if one is attached and one is detached, it does not combine into satayim to be big so that it is not shechacha. But what if they were both detached? What is mashma from that line? Only if one is attached and one is detached. But if neither of them, imayushtei en akuros, if they were both detached, then they can combine labala bias. They can combine and they won't be shechacha. That'll be like one big bundle. That would be shechacha. Masizik Rabbi Gamliel. So our Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Gamliel, meaning the Mishnah we had on yesterday's daf, where the Mishnah said, if you have one bundle that's satayim big, that's not shechacha. If you have two bundles, each of them are sa'ah, do they combine? Rabbi Gamliel says yes. The Chachamim say no. So the Gemara says, so our Mishnah is mashma that it is like Rabbi Gamliel, because our Mishnah says if you have one attached, one detached, they don't combine. But if they're both detached, they do combine. That's what like Rabbi Gamliel Shita. So our Gemara just makes that as a statement. The problem is, that's a problem. Because we paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Gamliel. So if you have a Stam Mishnah, you have a Stam Mishnah here like Rabbi Gamliel, that would be a problem. So if you look in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, one of the Achronim in the back, he deals with this problem. He deals with the problem that maybe you could say the Stam is like the Rabbanan also. You don't need the Stam, only like, you could have made an opposite deal, regarding the Mishnah that may be Ubedocha Geishlomar, here's the line. You could have just been mashma the opposite. You could say, if they're both, what our Mishnah say? Oh, if they're both akuros, they combine. You could have said, if they're both Enon akuros. What if they're both standing? It goes to the Balamayas, right? Because it's Kama Sheishbos Asayim. So you could have made the opposite Girsa, but he deals with this issue that if you have the Stam, like Rabbi Gamliel, that would be a problem because we generally try to paskin like Stam Masnisans, right? Stam Mishnah, if you remember, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Bavli, Daf Pei Vav, quotes all Stams, Al Tamidei Rabbi Akiva. Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, it's an important Gemara. Pei Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Stam, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemiah. Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. And all of those, Vikuhu Aliv de Rabbi Akiva. Right? All of those Tanoim are the Tamid of Rabbi Akiva. Right? They're the five rabbis that Rabbi Akiva started again with at the end of, on Lag BaOmer, where, you know, after 24,000 died, he had to start again. So, all of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Mishnah, Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri, Al Tamid Rabbi Akiva. So he is really the source of all Torah Shebaal Peh. And Stam Mishnah, though, is Rabbi Meir. That's one of the branches of this tree of Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. So Stam Mishnah, like our case, would be like Rabbi Gamliel, would be difficult. And that's the problem that the Shalom Yerushalayim deals with. Right? That could, this could be also deep, the deeper meaning of the Gemara in Menachas Daf Chavtes. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and he sees Hashem braiding and sewing the crowns onto the letters. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this?" And Hashem answered that in a few generations there's going to be a great person named Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to learn out mountains and mountains of halachos from every little point on the top of the letters. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Rabbi Akiva, and remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zapped him in to the classroom where Rabbi Akiva was teaching, and you know he was able to see it and he didn't understand. And he says, "Al Moshe B'Sinai," and he takes the chama, but that's the meaning of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu brought us Torah Shebichsav, and Rabbi Akiva is the one that developed Torah Shebal Peh. Again, that's all one of the branches of that Yisod of Rabbi Akiva being Torah Shebal Peh is, of course, Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, which the Shalom Yerushalayim brought up here in our Gemara, that the line of the Yerushalmi is a little difficult because, right, if Masiv is a Rebbe Gamliel, so what are we possibly like Rebbe Gamliel? So that's a difficulty that he works on. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Vitatziel. The next question, which the answer goes up onto the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.